Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And joining me now from the beautiful gunshine state of Florida is Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How goes it today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bell. How are you?
I'm good. Super Dave has been with me throughout my very complicated journey. I really complicate things, don't I? Because I'm spoiled.
That's right.
Yeah. So
spoiled rotten.
Spoiled rotten. And so for my carry gun, I really like the idea of certain things, but at the same time, there's reality. And my reality, unfortunately, is that I shoot a SIG better than I shoot a Glock. And so to that end, I had sort of switched over to SIG. Although there's some Glocks that get modified and they get shaved down enough on the grip to where that sort of takes away some of my problems with that grip angle. But that's a rare beast. That's a very highly modified Glock. But I ran into something, Dave, and I want to ask you about this.
Okay.
So the thing about the SIG is that the SIG is truly a modular handgun. The only part of the gun that is actually serialized is what they refer to as the fire control unit, which is basically the trigger group and the striker group and everything else that makes the gun go bang. And you can buy lowers and uppers however you want and build it all around that fire control group. Or the fire control unit, excuse me. So the other day with my SIG M18, which now has a dot on it, and then I put a Icarus Precision aircraft grade aluminum lower on it, which has the same grip angle as your 2011-1911 gun would have, which is perfect for me. I've often told you that I would like to have a striker-fired 1911 type gun.
Right.
So right now on the market today, this is the closest thing I can get to it. And I take it out to the range, and I pull the trigger, and it goes bang one time, and then the trigger does not come forward. And this is because the fire control unit has gotten so gunked up and dirty and carbon-filled, despite the cleanings that I do to it, which I bought this gun used, so I haven't had it throughout its entire life. But apparently there was so much buildup on this thing that it just basically quit functioning.
Right.
So we took and we sprayed it with WD-40 and CLP and all these other things and soaked it in it and everything else. And it still would never, it got past the, it, initially it was crunchy. It actually felt like it was grinding. It was right. So messed up. We got that to where it just became sort of sticky at best. And that's as good as I could get it. So I called SIG. And I asked them about this. Oh, yes, we know about this. You have to send the gun in. Now, I myself, because I'm complicated and dumb sometimes, my question was, why couldn't I send in the fire control unit? But they wanted the whole gun, so I sent the whole gun. They actually wanted me to send the whole gun minus the red dot with the original lower on it, and I told them, why would I do that? This is the way you guys designed the gun. I need the gun to work in this configuration, so I sent it to them, the whole thing. It's actually going to be back here tomorrow. But now, have you ever run into an issue with you're a Glock guy. You like Glocks. Have you ever run into an issue with a Glock to where the trigger just stopped functioning and it was because it was so dirty that you couldn't fix that on the range?
No, not at all. I've done, I couldn't tell you how many times, well, first of all, let me state this. Cleaning guns is overrated. Okay, I have a 2,000-round schedule before I do a detailed disassembly and cleaning. And but I do a field clean every 500 rounds. So it's like three field cleans to one detailed disassembly and clean.
Right.
But now, you know, I am qualified to do that, you know, having been through the requisite Glock armors programs and stuff like that. I do not recommend people doing detailed disassemblies on their firearms unless they're qualified to do so. Too many things can go wrong on the assembly and function checks and all that. But coming back to the SIG issue, the, you know, fire control unit itself is so complicated that the end user cannot disassemble it and clean it, you know, responsibly. You know, I see that as a problem. Whenever you look at really any machine, firearms no different. It's a machine designed, you know, to provide a specific service. What are the maintenance requirements for that machine? You know, I mean, you do the math on that when you buy a vehicle or a riding mower or, you know, some complex machine.
Right.
Of course you want to know what the maintenance requirements are. And can you complete those maintenance requirements yourself? You know, what type of specialty tools, if any, do you need to support it? And that type of thing. But speaking specifically of firearms across the spectrum, if you're not qualified to do the work, you have to, you know, find those who are to have the requisite work accomplished. I do not feel that cleaning a firearm should be that complicated. You know, you should be able to disassemble it like to a field level, clean it, lubricate it, functions check it, and continue. I see it as a showstopper every time, you know, I'm looking at a machine and I'm doing the math on spending the money on it. I've certainly done the math in respect to what it's going to take to service it and, you know, keep it in tip-top condition. And if I can't do it myself, then what are those requirements? Because you have to plan for that. You know what I mean?
Oh, and I do. Yeah.
The, it's all in respect to what do you know and what are you able to do. And, but I don't think, it's a good idea to run with a firearm that has to be serviced by the manufacturer just for, you know, cleaning. That seems a little over the top.
I remember, when Nighthawk sponsored me, and I was speaking with Clint Smith, because Clint Smith had a signature gun there called the Thunder Ranch Combat Special, 1911. And Clint's specifications were with this gun that it had to be simple enough to where he could take it apart with his hands without any tools and clean it and get it back in the fight if it got so messed up in the course of a whatever was going on at that particular time. And to right. to that end, that 1911 was both a beautiful thing and at the same time a very simple thing. But it was the best built standard 1911 I had ever seen with no frills. I mean, the ingredients were very, very good on that gun. We'll continue this on the other side. Got lost in the conversation once again. Talking combat pistol craft with Dave, Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
GunsCom radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We're talking about guns and, you know, do I need to be carrying a gun that needs a higher level of maintenance that I'm able apparently to provide at any given time? But I was talking about the Thunder Ranch gun that Clint Smith did with Nighthawk, and you know, most people look at 1911s and think that's a very deep, a lot of moving parts and a deep degree of field strip and everything else to get it all the way down. But that's something you could do on site, isn't it, if you know what you're doing?
Right, exactly.
And it does not...
The 1911 is not that complicated to begin with. It can seem to be to an entry-level person, but that's all part of the learning curve in respect to driving a gun well. You should know how it works.
I'm going to get it back, and I'm going... But, I mean, for me... This whole thing with the fire control unit part of it has forever colored my opinion of SIG. Grip angle,
I can understand that.
Grip angle and shootability and all things notwithstanding, if I get to a point to where I can't, and I've been messing with guns since I was 12.
Right.
Yeah, that's nearly, it'll be 50 years next year.
Wow.
And if I get to a point with a gun to where it is no longer serviceable and it's my only gun that I've got of that type with me, because one thing that I say all the time, and you can tell me what you think about this, but I only need two. I need my primary and I need my secondary. So if I, but then we get into that, well, one is none and two is one and all this other nonsense and all these other things. So the gun that I pick is these particular guns have got to be able to deliver. And I just kind of think this may not be the case at this particular point.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. You know, I myself have been through the SIG Armors program for that pistol. And this was before they actually made the fire control module. And it was extremely complex. I had to work at being able to, you know, disassemble and assemble the trigger group quite a bit. It was very complex. But, I mean, these are all things that you need to take into consideration. Well, you know, and your average bear might not even understand this specific point, but what kind of is making me wonder is the military pistol itself, if that trigger group has morphed into the trigger control module, what is the mil-spec on the functioning of the pistol.
Right.
You know what I mean? If it can be that fallible, so to speak, due to, excessive carbon buildup, dust, or whatever. But the exposure, you know, to the environment, you know, over time, you know, what are the... Well, see, that all comes with the support package anyway.
Well, I mean,
you know, what level?
Yeah. For the military, I would think they would just pop the fire control module out and stick another one in it, wouldn't you? Then they'd send it up to the next higher
right.
to get it back in the fight. The deal is,
right.
though, that I don't have a box of those laying around because they're like $400 a pop. So, you know, whenever somebody – and but then again, for me, the other thing about this, one of the selling points that everybody's been giving me with these guns is that, well, you can have one gun, but five different configurations or three different configurations. But that's not true if you have one fire control unit, and it can foul up so badly. Now, instead of having three configurations in one gun, you've got – no guns and a bunch of spare parts laying around that make bigger guns, smaller guns, that kind of thing. For me, it's very disillusioning. It was a very disillusioning range day, let me tell you.
Right.
A very disillusioning range day.
You know, every machine, every firearm, you know, is going to have pros and cons.
Right.
It's just, do you know enough about it to ask the right questions? And you've also got to rely on your experience as well.
Right. Well, okay.
You know, beware the man with one gun. because he probably knows how to use it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But here's my question. With a gun that I, you know, with a gun that I carry out, like even with the highly modified Glocks, it's still a Glock. You don't have all of this stuff crammed into one unit that if it fails, the entire thing goes down.
Right.
And that's probably why Glock doesn't go down, because everything's separated. Your firing pin is separate. It's not dependent on if the trigger's clean and all this other stuff. Everything is working independently but in concert. Whereas with this is I'm bringing the entire choir in one slot, and I sit here and I'm just thinking, when you're talking about how you're going to use it, for example, like when you were in Spec Ops, when you guys would go out on an operation, you guys were self-contained. What you had is what you had. You had to depend on what you had. You weren't going to get picked up at the end of the day and taken back to the rear. You were actually on an operation where you're going to be out there operating for days, right?
Right.
So that's the way I look at it. That's the level that I think it should function at. It should be able to function at a level to where I don't have to be concerned with it. So
right, but then what is your maintenance schedule? And what is, how much do you use it? You know, how much do you actually fire it? How do you carry it? You know, is it protected from the environment? And, you know, do you do regular maintenance?
Right.
What it sounds like on this other pistol, you bought it used, and if the guy ever did any maintenance, it certainly wasn't enough. And then you have the bad experience.
Right. Well, see, and we're going to get to this. We'll get to this part, because this is the part that is the disillusioning part. Because I agree with the whole scheduled maintenance and routine maintenance and all this other stuff. I get that. But coming up on the next break, and Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com and on Facebook at either Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington, and on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. Well worth your look. No telling what you'll find. It might be a guitar riff, or it might be an impromptu seminar. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Home prices are dropping at the fastest rate on record. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows home prices increased 13% on an annual basis in August. That's a 2.5% drop from the previous month as the housing market struggles with sharply higher mortgage rates. Brittany Griner's legal troubles are continuing.
Bad news for a WNBA player in Russia. A Russian court on Tuesday rejected Brittany Griner's begging for forgiveness for her mistake. After reviewing the case for about 30 minutes, the presiding judge ruled the verdict was upheld, and Griner must complete her 9-year sentence for possession and smuggling drugs into their country. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
President Biden on Tuesday received his updated COVID booster. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, talking about my experience now with the SIG P320. I'm not so much concerned with some of the stuff that's going on with the SIG P320. I'm concerned with the fire control group and what I discovered with the fire control group, which is that it got so gunked up. And here's the thing. I had taken this gun out on the range and did a review of it in its original configuration with its original lower. And I had shot it. And I had done all of the things. And it shot well. That first time, right? And I take it home after I get done, because I shot about 500 rounds through it, and I cleaned it. The same way I clean a Glock, the same way I clean a CZ, the same way I clean a VP, an H&K, any of those guns, and put it back together, do the function test, do the trigger and everything else. Notice nothing. Then I put this new lower on it. My first thought was that the lower was restricting it somehow, but that just didn't make any sense because it was designed for this gun and this gun only.
But you can have variances and tolerances from manufacturer to manufacturer.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have, variance in back-to-back lots. It just, it all depends. But, I mean, for it to, you would have to just experience it and do the math yourself on whether or not that was actually taking place.
Right. Well, that was easy to test because I did have multiple SIGs P320, so I was able to pop out that fire control unit and stick another one in it, and it functioned fine.
Right, okay.
So that was where all this came from, because it just suddenly reached whatever was critical mass, and I don't know if that was from transporting it around and getting around dust or whatever, but it got to that point. But apparently, this is a known thing within SIG. because they have a protocol set up to send these in and get this kind of a cleaning done. And you basically, you know, it takes the gun is out. The gun is completely out of circulation, out of business, out of your hands for a month nearly. So this is where my problem comes, because I have never ever run into this with any other polymer gun. I haven't ever run into it with any other handgun. I have fouled up a couple of AR-15s, pretty good. but
not to the extent they wouldn't work.
Yeah, I've always been able to, you know, pull them out and do a quick spray down, wipe down, take a brush to them, put them back together. I'm in business.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know. I've got this gun coming back. This is a high-end gun now, and I don't know that I'm going to keep it. To be honest with you, I don't know that I'm... I saved a few things in case I do want to keep it, but this is always going to be in the back of my head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a confidence killer, for sure.
Have you ever had any handgun do that to you before?
Never.
Never.
Never. And I've got the majority of my... gun time has been spent on 1911s, Beretta 92s, and, you know, G17s.
Let me ask you a question about, I know that you're very much in the Glock camp now, but is it easier to keep an all-steel gun clean than it is to keep a polymer steel gun clean?
I don't think that's a factor.
Okay.
I really don't. I mean, it's a good question, but now that I think about it, I don't think that's a factor. It's all in the design, you know, the mechanical design of the pistol.
Right.
You know, they say, you know, a gun's got to be loose enough to work, but if it's loose enough to work, that's going to allow dirt and stuff to get in.
Right.
So if you tighten all your tolerances up where dirt can't get in, well, the only dirt that's really being generated is carbon inside the gun when you're firing it. And you've also got to take into consideration lubrications that you use.
Right.
Right? Not all lubricants act the same, you know, exposed to carbon. Some will, you know, thicken up. Some it's a non-issue, but you're always going to have the potential for sludge to build up in the gun, and you've got to pull maintenance on it. But, you know, like I stated earlier, you know, cleaning guns is overrated. You know, if you go to the range once in a blue moon and put 50 rounds through it, you know, wipe it down, put it away. You go to the range and pound 500 or 600 rounds through it, you should probably do a field clean when you're done.
I don't know.
But always.
Yeah.
No matter what level of service you provide or that you're qualified to provide, if you've disassembled it and assembled it, you should know the requisite functions checks for that specific firearm.
Right.
And cycle through them and make sure it works properly before you, you know, load it and put it away or whatever you're going to do with it after the fact.
Well, I have my Terran Tactical Glock G45. It's fancier than the Glock you carry, but it's basically the same Glock with a few little touches to it, and I'm completely confident in that gun.
Right.
And I have a Staccato that's about the same, the C2 that's about the same size and configuration. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to try it and see what I think. But I just don't see me getting out there and going, well, back to carrying this gun. It's fixed now, and it ought to run for a good long time before this happens again. While in the back of my head, I'm going to be going, this is going to happen again. I had a car one time, and the transmission spun. It went out before I'd gotten 100,000 miles with it. Loved the car. Loved the car. My father bought it for me after I had my heart attack. And I loved it just because he had bought it for me. But then after I got that, when they put the new transmission in, I said, so did that fix it? They said, no, it was only designed to take the same kind of transmission it had before. So they replaced the transmission that was defective with another transmission that they knew was defective. And I got rid of the car because I knew sooner or later it was going to fail me and I was going to be on the side of the road again.
Right, I get it.
So I don't know. But I do have a finished project that just got done. I want to tell you about, and we're going to do that in the next segment. Which gets away from handguns a little bit.
Okay. This
AR-15 build.
Okay.
I want your opinion of it because I'm always interested in this because this is a little bit of a departure for me. We'll see where it goes. I've always had my idea of what an AR is supposed to be. I want to see what you think about it. Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com. You can find him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. You can find him on Facebook and YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. And you can find his personal page on Facebook at Dave Harrington. And no matter how you're following him or watching him or looking at what he's doing, there's no telling what he's going to show you. He might. He's very good at with a guitar. He's nearly as good with his guitar as he is with a Glock. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Got a project done the other day. Dave, I want to know what you think about it. I've Aero Precision, one of my sponsors, sent me a kit to put together a gun. I had no idea what it was going to be. I knew the barrel was a big bull barrel, though. So we get the gun put together, and it turns out that this is sort of a DMR length, but not quite as long as you would think a DMR rifle is. It's about a 18-inch barrel.
Right.
And yeah. It's a bull barrel. And it came with the big precision Magpul stock on it, and it came with precision spring and a heavy buffer and all this other stuff on it. What do you think of a heavier than normal AR-15?
Purpose-built? Sure. I have a 20-inch designated marksman rifle, if you want to call it that. But it is set up for that.
Right.
And it's kind of an urban counter-sniper rifle.
Right.
If you want to call it that.
Right.
But, you know, it's big, long, heavy, and it's not meant, you know, to be the for fast action work. You know, it's for distance work. There's, I see no problems with that whatsoever.
Well, I keep asking myself this question. So I have a carbine length AR-15. I have a couple of pistol length 8-inch barrels, and now I have this longer gun. And for me, moving around a lot is not going to be a thing because I don't have knees anymore. I have things that look like knees, but sometimes when I stand up, my left one goes off and it sounds like a rifle shot.
Right.
So my days of juking and jiving are now reduced to shuffling and shuffling.
Right.
So it might be better for me to actually have a bigger weapon that I can set up at a longer distance. I've got a 1-4 mounted on it. And get out there and start to use that. But the weight difference is a little, it's not what I'm used to. So I guess I guess I need to take it out and shoot it and just get used to it, right? Run around with it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. See, I split the difference between, like, a designated marksman rifle or precision AR with the M4 size and run a match grade 16-inch barrel.
Okay.
but it is my primary. It's my fast action rifle. And you just have to, you know one understands the layout, the configuration, the weight distribution, and do the math on those things that affect your, the fast handling characteristics and stuff that you're going to need, as well as balance what you can only consider as the max effective range for your weapons configuration in addition to the ammunition that you're firing. You got to balance that out.
Right.
What's the environment? You know, do you need low, no light capability? You know, it's all, you know, to have a true all-purpose AR, you're going to wind up putting anywhere from, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 into it.
Right.
By the time you hook up, you know, white light or whatever you decide, preferably some type of magnifying optic with an offset dot, low night vision or thermal capability, get it suppressed. I mean, it's gonna run you a piece of change.
Well,
it just depends on, you know, what can you afford?
Right.
What level of life support equipment can you afford?
Yeah. And, yeah, I like the way you put that. But this is the thing. This one, I have tried to have I've tried to build a DMR before, and I think I actually went way overboard with it. I had an optic that could see over the county line. I had a bipod on it. I mean, it was heavy. I mean, it didn't weigh as much as an M60, but it's been 32 years since I carried one. So, you know, I'm sitting here going, wow, this feels like I'm carrying an M60. So it was not something that I was going to train with because it was just so heavy. This one is not nearly as heavy. I'm not going to put a bipod on it. I did luck out. I have done a couple of collaborations with a company called Olight that nobody likes Olight because Olight used to buy cheap batteries, and they bought cheap lithium rechargeable batteries. And an individual had an early Olight flashlight with the early Olight battery, and he was looking for something in his vehicle or something like that. So he stuck the flashlight in his mouth, and the lithium battery exploded and killed him.
Whoa.
So now Olight, of course, is colored by that for the rest of their lives because they bought cheap batteries, although they have done testing and everything else and gotten past that because they did have to deal with that, and they don't want to deal with it from a liability standpoint anymore. So they've gotten past that.
Right.
They sent me a light that has a very concentrated beam of light, 1,000 lumens, and it'll throw to 600 meters. And to me, that's the perfect light for this kind of a gun. So I mounted it on this gun. And that's about it. I've got a little angled foregrip on it, and I've got the 1-4, and that's it. I've got a sling on it. I tried to keep it very simple.
Right.
I think this is going to be the better way to go. Now, from the standpoint... So, like, if this is what I... If something happens and I have to run out the door, and this is the gun I grab, right?
Right.
I need to train with this enough and maybe do a couple of other things with it because I can't run out and say, okay, this is my gun for... It's not like going and playing golf where you have a different club for each purpose, because I can't carry three different guns.
Right.
So how would you reckon, in the short amount of time we got left here, how much should I practice with this to the degree that I depend upon it?
Well, only you can determine that.
Right.
I mean, you're going to have to work with it enough where you're confident with it across the spectrum. You know, I don't know. The biggest issue that I see and that I deal with on a regular basis doing carbine or rifle work is range facilities that have the distance that allow you to work at the effective ranges you need to be working at.
Yeah.
You know, it's all fun and games. You know, you can, you know, fool around these 50 and 100 yard ranges all you want. But then when you start working out to, you know, 300, 400, 500 meters or yards, you have to have the skill to support that.
And the confidence.
You understand what I'm saying?
And the confidence to actually undertake it, right? If you're out there at combat, you got some, and it's the same thing I was talking about with the handguns, building that confidence with the handguns. So, yeah, I see what's up. I guess I'll be undertaking some stuff. I actually had somebody that watched the they saw the picture of it on Facebook, and they said, you could come shoot at my range, which I think he might have a range of some distance beyond. Where I shoot handguns is just not deep enough. I think the longest we can shoot is 40 yards. So that's right. Not enough. That's not going to test anything out. It's all going to come down to my ammo combo with the gun, isn't it? My practice and my level of confidence and proficiency, and I got to build that.
Right. Absolutely.
Starting from scratch. But it's an interesting project because I never had thought of that because of the carbine. I'm just a big carbine guy. I love the carbine. But I'm missing something that goes along with the carbine, and that's the means to propel it.
Right.
Listen.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for joining me today.
Yes, sir.
All of you.
Enjoyed it myself.
Yes, sir. Everything that's out there, that if you're interested in Super Dave or something, go to combatspeed.com. Look him up. Check him out on his socials. Check him out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Super Dave Harrington on most of them. On Instagram, SDave_Harrington. Check him out there simply because, like I said, this is something you never know what you're going to find when you go looking into the world of Super Dave. It can be quite the eye-opener. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.